Okay, thank you, Roberto. I'm going to put it a bit up. Are you still ready to listen to another story? Because it's a long time listening, but probably you're used to that. A few weeks back, Roberto and I were attending the same meeting. It was a meeting of the Citologo project. I want to share some thoughts with you. I want to inform you and tell you something about the Citologo project, the Citologo project itself, and of which I'm an international project leader. And I also want to share some experience we have in Utrecht with repositioning our city brand, our city marketing activities, like Bologna and Genoa and Treviso, thinking and rethinking about how to brand and how to market your city. In Utrecht, we are doing the same thing. And I will share with you some thoughts and also some questions and problems we have with that. And at the end, I will, well, make a kind of a call to think together about an idea of working together as citizens, as cities, and not only compete between cities, but also work together on branding and marketing. And this could be on a European dimension, but maybe also on a global level. First of all, I would like to share some things about the Citologo project. It's an urban project. It's co-financed by the European Commission. And it's about a program about exchange and knowledge sharing. We entered this project, and we are, in fact, the project leader for this project because we were, in fact, repositioning and rethinking our city brand, our city marketing activities. And we thought it would be a very good idea to bring into our thinking the experiences of other cities around Europe. We have 10 partners from over Europe. I will not mention them all, but Genoa is one of them. We are cooperating also with the EuroCities platform. I don't know if you know EuroCities, but EuroCities is an organization of about 140 big and medium-sized cities in Europe. And we will be working on issues of city branding for the next 2.5 years with the help of a lead expert on city branding, Miguel Rivas. You can see some links to internet information underneath. Why I want to begin with this is because the thinking about branding is connected to the framework of this Citologo project. And the framework of the Citologo project has a few issues that's with which it has started, because it's been said in the project like there are some gaps in branding. There's a, for instance, a strategy gap. There's not a real strategy in how to brand a city. In much cases, it's just a logo and a motto which is being used, but it's more that branding should be more than that. Another gap is the community gap, weak involvement of the local community, which is your main asset when you are thinking about branding and marketing. Also, the timing gap, which is, well, I think the case of Genoa is quite clear in that, where you see that all these brands and logos are connected with specific events which have been taking place. There is no consistency over a longer time of the period of time in how you position yourself. So it's circumstantial, and we think that's not the way to proceed. Visual communication gap. We are not too good in visualizing our cities. We have to think about how do you visualize your city? What is the visual attractiveness of the city? And I will mention two more. Differentiation, which means there are very different different brands themselves and different target groups and different aims for branding. And how do you deal with those different target groups, those different aims, and how can you make a common strategy for that? And finally, a performance gap, which is more like, well, we all want to promote ourselves or make a good impression, but is this impression we want to communicate, is this a real one? Is it felt like this by the visitors of our city or by the citizens themselves? Or is it just a vision we think sounds nice? These are very, some of the things that are at the basic of our thinking of the city branding and repositioning ourselves. This is kind of a figure which is going into details on two specific elements which are at the heart, at the cornerstone of the city logo project, which is trying to create an integrated branding approach and trying to get the stakeholders' involvement at city level at a strong and point. And, well, we see here the different cities that are involved in the project: Dundee, Aarhus, Utrecht, Zaragoza, Warsaw, Genoa, Oslo, Edinburgh and Alba Iulia. 10 cities, and they are all ranked at a different spectrum of this matrix. What we want to achieve with this city logo project is to move forward for all the partners in this project on these elements. Just a few things about the project itself and the aims. We are going to have four international meetings. We had the second one 2 weeks back in Utrecht, and they all will go into details on specific issues of city branding. We will talk about a toolkit. What instruments do we have? What instruments can we use? How can we communicate? Things like that. We will discuss brand management. How do you organize it at a local level? How do you get the involvement of stakeholders organized? How do you get the involvement of your citizens in order? We will talk about segmentation strategies. Are you talking about tourism? Do you want to get companies into your town? What are the aims and what stakeholders are involved, and how do you segment on these different aspects? And we are going to think about what new the digital media, social media, mean for your communication, because we might think that we are the ones that are doing our branding, but in fact it's the people that live in the city and people that visit the city and the people that leave texts on Facebook or whatever medium. They brand your city in the end. Just some short words. There will be some results coming out of the city logo project. It will be there already is a kind of baseline report which is available on internet on one of the sites that I've shown you. In 2.5 years or in 2 years, there will be a final report, and there will be in the end 10 local action plans for what kind of things the 10 partner cities will implement to move forward on city branding. Genoa will make one, I think. Utrecht will make one. Probably the content will be completely different, but we are all trying to make a step forward in our thinking and of city branding. I want to move on to some specific experiences we have in Utrecht. We've been dealing with city branding for, I think, about 20 years now, and there's been a load of reports and things going on, but we, in the end, after the 20 years, we still didn't have the feeling that we really got a grasp of what is the city about and how should we brand and communicate about the city. I would just give you some experience or some characteristics of the city. For the second time in a row, the city of Utrecht, or the region of Utrecht, is announced the most competitive region of Europe. And that's a title given by the European Commission. So that's a very positive thing for us. You might think, well, okay, that's very nice, but one of the issues will probably be in the coming time, how will you stay innovative? How will you stay competitive? What do you need to do that? How do you attract all the people that you need to be innovative and competitive? But also, how do you create an atmosphere in your city where innovativeness is vivid? So that would be one of the issues in for the coming years for us. Another issue, which was already said by Roberto as well, and that Utrecht is a kind of a hidden treasure. It's announced the new Amsterdam, like there is the new Rome, which is Bologna, and we are the new Amsterdam, according to CNN travel reporters. And also, we are among the ten best world's most unsung places, according to the Lonely Planet, which is very nice. And it's always good to look at the Lonely Planet, what's said about your city from outside your own circumstance. It leaves us, these two things are very nice, but it also leaves us with some questions. What do we want to do with it? It's very nice that, well, this might attract new tourists to Utrecht, and I think it's right, because we are a very nice and attractive city. But how much new tourists do we want? Do we want to become the new Amsterdam? Because Amsterdam is very nice, but it has a lot of problems as well. So that's questions we need to answer, and it's also questions we need to come up with a solution for. Some other characteristics. A university city, very young city, a historic medieval city center with unique canals. We are centrally located in the Netherlands, a main national transport hub. We have a highly educated population, and we are one of the, well, I think, few cities in Europe that is really growing for the next couple of years. From 230,000 inhabitants in 2000, we will grow to 400,000 in 2025. And on the content side, there's been a lot of thinking about what is the identity of the city. And what people came up with is we want to be the city of knowledge and culture. I was not present at that moment. I was doing other things, and among the other things that I did is that I, well, traveling around Europe and hearing at all kinds of presentations of other cities, and then I heard that we were the city of knowledge and culture, and I thought, I hear a lot of other cities saying the same thing. So it's very nice, but and we probably are, because we have a lot of cultural activities and we have a lot of knowledge and we want to promote the knowledge and the culture side, but it might be our identity, but is it something you can use to brand? In fact, it was not meant as a brand proposition, and for some it is too, on the local level, it's too specific. For instance, very practical things. When our sports department heard this, we are knowledge and culture, they said, well, we are having a big European Youth Olympic Festival in the city. How do we that promote it? It's not knowledge, it's not culture, so why are we doing this? So it was for them too specific, because it didn't make it possible for them to join this this brand. And others say it's not specific enough. You should target even more. And it's, like I said, it's not a very distinctive thing. It makes me wonder how you look at your city. And I think there are some very nice thoughts about that in earlier presentations, because a city is not one or two or three issues. A city is a living organism. It's all kinds of things, and it should be a place for all kinds of activities and all kinds of people and all kinds of innovative actions and communication and things like that. That is what makes a city strong. That is where innovation comes from in a city. So that would be my starting point. Thinking about a brand in Utrecht, we also think about what's the story of Utrecht. And I heard a lot of other presentations as well. Thinking about the story of Utrecht is, in a lot of cases, thinking about the past, using the past of the city to position yourself. I think it would be very wise and very good to think not of the past alone, but also look at what do you want to achieve, and how thus thinking about the story of your city help you to move forward and aim for achievements in the future. Past and future should be combined in the way you you brand your city. Use of social media, I already mentioned, that's one of our main issues. How do we do that? And I think there were some nice examples for that in the past presentations. For Utrecht, on the content side, there are some focus points. What we want to aim for is we want to be a place to where people want to study, to work, and to live. Attractive place to study, work, and live. We want to be a touristic destination. We want to be the home for cultural activities and also get the people of the city involved in all these cultural activities. And we also want to be a business destination, a place where businesses come to. Rethinking branding. We are not, like some of the other cities, thinking about a new logo or a new motto. We have a logo, it's pretty recent, it's from 5 years now. For international people, this is completely not understandable why it's red and black marked. I will tell you, the word which is red means in Dutch real. So that is why it's written like this. For international communication, it doesn't make any sense, because no one understands why it's like this. What we think, what we need to do for rebranding is not about the logo, but about the story. And we want to have a story not based on specific issues, but a story based on what is the feel of the city. What do people feel that live in the city? Why do they like to live there? What is that attracts them? What is what it is attractive for from people from outside, etc. The feel of the city would be a kind of communication and marketing approach. Challenges and approaches. We are very much, and we're using, like Genoa, the city logo project for that as well, getting the involvement of the stakeholders, which is very important. It might have been in the past that we as a city administration could do things, but now we can only do things if we get the involvement of all kinds of people and all kinds of stakeholders within the city. And this is a kind of a problematic issue. because every stakeholder has his own targets, has his own targets groups, and has its own communication and marketing tools. So the involvement is important, but it leaves us with some questions which we need to deal with. I think one of the things that we could do as a city administration is facilitating the branding by the stakeholders, adding value to the branding of the stakeholders. For instance, the university, which is a very big and important stakeholder for us, the university knows very well what they want to market, how they want to brand themselves. But the university has not as much an idea about how to communicate about the place that they are located in. So what can we do to help them to communicate about the place where the university is housed? That would be helpful, I think, for both us as a city administration, as for the university itself. We really need to load the story of Utrecht with content. What is it? What is the story? Do you have nice stories? Do you have nice clues? So loading the story is very important. And I think we need to search for kind of icons for the city that support the story, like the arcades from Bologna, which are kind of icons. And a very important aspect, which I will just tip on now, is the regional cooperation. Because we are a central city, but we are surrounded by the other municipalities that are just as important for us as a whole. And I think when looking at branding, the thing would be that we should look at placemaking. What kind of place do we want to be? What does that mean for urban planning? How can that help us to come to an integrated city branding? Because if we do not succeed in telling a real story, telling a story which is felt like that by the people that live and visit Utrecht, then I don't think marketing will help anything. Just some things and some exercises. This is, I think, the fourth word cloud that you see. It is a nice instrument, but everyone is using it. 2 weeks ago, there were a lot of people from all around Europe visiting Utrecht. And at the end of a three-day visit, we asked them to think about what would you tell your friends, your family, your colleagues, whatever, when you come back home and say, well, I've been in Utrecht, and they ask you, oh, Utrecht, never heard of it. What kind of place is that? And, well, we came up with, in a short period of time, with a lot of words. And I don't want to get into too much details, but what I think is very nice is the words that give an idea of an emotion, like cozy or helpful or friendly. It doesn't work like this. I've got a touch screen myself, but I do it like this, but it doesn't work. Just escape, thanks. A quality of life, things like that, things that connote and that say something about the emotion and the feel. And I think we have to work on those kind of things. And there are some nice things as well that came out of that, because we have a tremendous lot of bikes in Utrecht, and people were very surprised. And bikes is one of the words on the word cloud, and it's very positive, because there are not much cars in the city center. It's a clean and it's not overcrowded by cars, but the bikes also present a problem. The bikes also present a problem, because for people that are not used to those bikes, they feel like killer bikes. And that was one of the things that was mentioned. We should do something about that. I don't know what, but we should. Another exercise we did, and this might be very nice just to think of yourself, is what kind of person would you say Utrecht is? And we asked that also to an international selection after visiting Utrecht for a while. And you come up with a kind of an identity. Well, in our case, the common idea was, well, it's a female. She's 30 years old, she's smart, social, open-minded, but also modest and attractive. And the words they've said, it's the friendly sister of Amsterdam. Well, it's kind of giving another, presenting another way of what is your city like. What we in the end want to do is kind of making, based on these emotions, on these feelings, on the feel of the city, creating a kind of umbrella message which will help and enable all kinds of stakeholders to market and brand the city. Which, well, this is the kind of figure that would fit into that idea. We have some problems, practical management, cooperation. We have that at local level with the university, with the companies, with the institutes, with the inhabitants, etc. We have it at regional level with the province, but also with the neighboring communities. National level, we could cooperate with Amsterdam or the Randstad province or the G4, which are the main cities, the four main cities of the Netherlands. Or how could we cooperate at national level? And there's also an issue which we were thinking about, from how can we involve the European dimension? Can we cooperate at a European level? We discussed that 2 weeks ago as well. There were quite different opinions about that. There was some people that say, well, we need a European a branding and communication organization. I don't know if that's a good idea, but there were others that said, well, there's no way we should talk about European branding of cities. I still think it might be interesting to look at those ideas, and I will just give you some examples because I want to make it very practical on how I would look at this issue. At this stage, branding is aiming and showing the distinctiveness, the uniqueness, but branding really simplifies the reality in most cases. We should think about that. Distinctiveness is okay, but the reality is different, and it's not coming out of the marketing tools. What we also see is, like, all cities are kind of competitors. All cities, or a lot of cities, present themselves as being city of knowledge and culture. All cities want to attract businesses, want to attract knowledge workers or innovative businesses. So we're fishing at the same ball, which is, well, not large enough for all our cities. How can we cooperate on that? Should we not cooperate on that? Should we not make use of the people already existing in our city and living in our city? And could we do, by cooperating, could we make them get at a higher level? I think it's a nice idea to think about that. So cooperation between cities have added value? I think we should look at similarities between cities and not only at distinctiveness. Similarities are very nice as well. And could we not open a kind of exchange on very practical issues and develop a kind of process in which we really can learn from each other and promote maybe the European cities, but also help us to make steps forward at a local level. I just share an idea with you. If you are interested, you can come to me and maybe we can work something out. I think we could create a kind of European invitation to the world, going beyond competition, show to the world what Europe is about, what European cities are about. And maybe this could lead to a kind of joint marketing campaign, for instance, by promoting a kind of joint European cities agenda. And I'll just have one example, just out of the blue. For instance, 2015, human rights, and you can name all kinds of cities that are doing something on these European rights issue. You help to promote or market your city, but you also help to get some cooperation on certain issues between these cities. So this could be a campaign which you start at in China, for instance. They think Europe is one, so go to China and show this, and well, maybe people will like that idea, and you get a platform which helps the European cities in a whole, but also your specific local city. That's all. Thanks for your attention. If you want to have more information, come to me or find us at LinkedIn or at Urbex website or at utrecht.nl. And I hope you enjoy your stay here.